It's your boy Prince Akeem, and I'm here with my brother
Star Time.
We 2/3 of the group Black Coke.
Yeah, Black
and
Coke.
And we on the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. You know what I mean? Shout out Herc. Shout out Friday Ricky Dread. Big up the Mandem.
Yeah.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Ah, yeah. Let's start the shit off. Before we get into anything, I want everybody to subscribe to the YouTube channel and the iTunes and all that good shit.
Shizzle.
We'll start off with the songs of the week. How the fuck you fucking pronounce this? Stotesha?
What?
Stotesha. Mama Clan. Bud Girl.
Is that the...
Watch this.
Is this the Blood Clot Fool rebuttal?
Watch this.
the big Blood Clot Fool.
Not even the wrong. I'm not playing the wrong songs from the beginning. Watch me now.
Forget you, Freddy. What's going on?
Here we go now. Here we go.
Big Blood Clot Fool. Now look what I'm at me doing.
Yeah.
Toronto but turned into a fucking rock.
Yeah, you want to hear her bars, though.
I used to be a smoked out podcast.
You hear her bars, though?
She's about to go in.
Yo.
That's a thing, eh?
Hey.
If the team go, let me door go. Look, chemical. Now everybody
got the filter on.
I was shot before. Used to walk with a team on the block before. Never ran from a fight, never back before. You say use gals, yes, I mopped the floor.
Jesus.
Yo, it back what she used to
use.
Mop the floor.
Was she getting a wheel up? She getting a wheel up?
Give her a
wheel up. All right,
wheel up. I'm surprised she didn't wheel her own track back. Like, that's such a
blood scrapper. Now it's a ting, eh? It's a blood clot ting, eh?
Hashtag is a ting.
Well, all right, then.
But y'all ting is a buck y'all ting.
Uh-huh.
Root y'all ting is a root y'all ting.
Ah!
Y'all ting is a buck y'all ting. Root y'all ting is a root y'all ting.
If the team go, let me door go, not chemical. Now everybody start, give me clout, then trust. Now I'm gonna turn this negative thing to a plus.
Aye.
I
was shocked. So I'm gonna turn this negative thing to a plus.
Who I got here next? Prince Don Bentley. I thought YouTube was gonna give us a motherfucking commercial. Let's get it. World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
Yeah.
I was popping no ditty. I want cars, nigga, Bentley. My name's too hot for the city. I was popping no ditty. Try moving too quickly. Said she would go up on the roads during the last day. She would catch flow, she had like a hoe. She grabbed a passion. I want cars, nigga, Bentley. My name's too hot for the city. I was popping no ditty. Try moving too quickly.
You're showing something a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
DMs, so, you know, keep six alive, whatever. That's the show. Keep six views alive.
Keep six alive.
Okay.
Keep six live.
Yeah. Keep six live.
So we are back. Is the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most host Friday, Ricky Dread, aka Badman Ting. It's a Badman Ting. Aka Sir Smoke a Lot. And to the right of me.
It's me, SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK.
Jeez!
On Instagram, you done know the program. Episode 59, if I'm not correct. But, you know.
We're almost out of the 50s, yo.
Yes. Yo, the 50s been lingering, though. Yo, they've been lingering, bro. Like, yo, the 50s been lingering.
I feel like we did episode 58, like, 8 times.
Yo, the shit's been lingering. That's all I know. Mm. But this week, we're going to do it big. I see a lot of goodies on the table.
Jesus Christ.
So and, yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's get right to it because, you know, mans are wanting to get a real, real smoke on. So before we get to anything, I want to get my sound effects popping because it's one of those days. Oh, it's a Thursday, March eighth for the people who are living in Tomorrowland. But before we get to anything, I want to know one thing.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
I gotta work on this volume again.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
All
right. Well, today I got the vault.
What's the Sea Vault saying? Mr. Sea Vault. Ooh.
From Frosty Pink.
Jesus Christ. Frosty McFrosty. Frosty McFrosty. Oh, and before we even get into anything, this segment of What You Smoking On is brought to you by Spaced Out Extracts. Right? That's what we have on the table, or you see the over
gummies.
Here. Some big ass gummies. There's like 500 milligrams THC distilled gummies right now.
I just ate one.
What do you think?
I'm waiting for, you know. Yeah.
I had one a little bit long while ago, and I'm starting to feel a little bit of the effects of it, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to hit them up, you know what I'm saying, hit them up at spacedout.ca and you'll be able to get yourself some gummies, extracts. We got some friggin' THC pills, you know what I'm saying?
Caps.
Yeah. This is that discreet shit. So, like, let's say you're in a... I think this is champagne time.
Pop champagne.
A lot of pops.
Shout out Ron Browse. These right here, in the office, when you don't want to have that weed smell,
yep.
Pop discreet. Yourself a THC pill.
Discreet.
Jeez. Also.
It's, 25 milligrams of distillate.
Some power.
So these are strong.
We got a bunch of, like, gifts that came in from Van City. So shout out to the good people at Top Leaf, topleaf.ca. So
it's a nice care package.
Yeah, they sent us a nice little package straight from Van City. They gave us a few different things in the package. So there's papers in here. You know what I'm saying? Some Pura hash.
Hash shatter. We're gonna fuck with this for sure.
Yeah. Yo, salad.
Salad. Yeah, don't worry.
What's it open, man? Let's do it. So, let me give a. It's like an amazing. And we have some weed. Where's the weed? Oh, here it is. Sweet Jesus.
Oh, wow. Came in a nice little.
Holy! That's how the hands are moving?
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Yo, I got way too excited. Yo, shout out to Top Leaf. Yo, they sent us straight from Van City. If you want to get at
them. So, that's their hash. That's the hash.
What else they got there?
This is a shatter now.
Shatter life.
So. Also comes in a nice little film case container.
Shout out to dope packaging. You know, pun intended. Hey. I need that. Cha-cha-pop-boom-boom. We need that machine going on today. Or some, at least some better sound effects.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Ooh.
Terpy.
I was just about to say that. You took the words right out of my mouth. Pause. Turkey. Jesus Christ. Yo, that's what we're dealing with today, dog?
Yep,
I don't know if we're going to be able to get through the interview, man.
We'll try our best. I don't think it has stopped us before. No.
So if you want to get at them, hit them up at topleaf.ca, all spelled in the right way it's supposed to be spelled.
Sweet Jesus. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that Sweet Jesus is a sativa-dominant strain that is very potent, firm flower with deep earthly scents that is cured for days until just right. Your award-winning flower is a must-try for connoisseurs, medical patients, and all who love cannabis. Right?
Nice.
And it's supposed to be like 2017 winner in a High Times...
High Times Cup?
Yeah. So
Cannabis Cup.
We're going to smoke good today.
Yes, we are. We're gonna build up all of this. We're going to put a little bit of shatter, a little bit of their hash, their weed, all in one, and
get it popping. So let's get straight into this top five list.
Yes, it's the top five. It's a top five.
Yeah, because you know we were doing the top 10 list. We did it for about 4 weeks straight. It's been pretty nice. We had a meeting and we condensed it. I think. This five will really get to see who the elite that's getting in there every week.
And yo, if you guys got a five, let us know.
So,
comment on the videos, you know?
Yeah, let us know who you think should be in this top five, all right? And for next week's top five or whoever, you know what I mean? So, no particular order. Killy, very scary. know what I'm saying? Diamonds on my neck, on everything. Oh, I don't know all the words yet, but I'll get there. It's new. Bear with me.
There's a show coming up, right?
Yeah, show tonight for people who are in Tomorrowland. Yep. You know what I'm saying? You might fuck the man's there.
Did the winners collect your tickets? Did the winners collect your tickets?
They should. I've sent the tickets off.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good to know.
But I might be moshing. You know what I mean? I might be like in the crowd. Killy might jump on, and then I'm like carrying them. So you never know. You might see me on camera.
Look out
for your boy. K Money, featuring Young Tory.
Yep.
Gonna never mean to hurt you. Oh, yeah. That track had me bumping when it dropped in the morning, eh? Yo, shout out to K Money and shout out to Young Tory. You know what I'm saying? The Crook.
Killer the Crook.
Yeah. How I Came Up. Yo, crack the track's crazy. I was trying to say the track is crack, but you know what I'm saying? It's crazy shit. Next on the list, Tory Lanez featuring Future. Hey, what was the track? I was just listening to it earlier. I need to get the name back up in here again, because that track is a bod track. And just a little side note for, I guess, for my own sanity, Real Thing it's called. For my own sanity, Future, stop taking shots at Sierra and Russell Westbrook. You know what I'm saying?
It's not Westbrook.
Or Wilson.
Yeah.
Stop taking shots at them motherfuckers. Let them live. You know what I'm saying? You know,
it's his son.
The man said,
but it's his son, right?
Yeah. Fell in love with a nigga drinking codeine. How you fall for a nigga drinking creatine? And then he repeats it twice at the end. That's the end of the verse. So he's like, this is how I'm ending my verse, all right? So let that sit in your mind for a second. Wow. You know what I'm saying? That's not even like a sub, dog. That's that kind of direct.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus. Last on the list, September, Dripped Up.
Dripped Up.
Jeez. Tune. For all the Toronto mans, them. Tune.
Big Tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. So shout out to September, We Love Hip Hop alumni. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Okay. We could keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Because we were talking about Tory. Mm-hmm. Baddest thing that you could see in a fucking video. Ever. I don't even say in a long time. Ever. What's like this? That Real Thing video. Yo, it's like he handpicked. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a 9.5, you have to go home.
Only 10s.
Like 10.5 and up. Bro, did you see that video?
I did not. I'm not in the loop with the video. Take man. That I in, bro. Take it in, bro.
You might.
What's it called right now?
When Shorty Leaves.
You say it's one of those.
It's one of those, bro. It's one of those.
Watch it right now.
Chicks is tonguing each other down and everything, but he finds the finest of the finest ones to do such things. So I'm just like, Tory, you're a bad man. and keeping on Tory, he's been on his Memories Don't Die tour. He's been on his radio tour.
Yep.
He's doing his movements.
He came. He did the meet and greet down here, Six List. You know, what I mean, early mornings, late nights. Down there filming it, talking to the people, so look out for that. And he had a show. Red he Mark. Brought out A Boogie with a Hoodie.
Yeah, A Boogie with the Hoodie.
Navito.
Nav,
because he's not Spanish, but Nav, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he brought out 6ix9ine over in New York, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For all the rainbow hair motherfuckers.
Yep.
Right?
He brought 6ix9ine?
He brought 6ix9ine. You know what I'm saying? And they were stage diving and going crazy, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I want to bring up is in his little radio tour, he was talking about his song Shooters. And apparently, Nicki Minaj was supposed to be on that song.
Oh, she took him up. She wanted it off.
Yeah, she said, yo, cut my verse. Because, like, I guess he was explaining that he had a text message and a conversation with her, and she didn't get to really hear how he was really trying to come off. But I guess he might have said, yo, you might want to change a 1-2. I don't know exactly what he said because he didn't explain that.
Yeah, but she don't want it. She says, take me off the verse.
Yeah, it's not that serious. Just take off my shit. Whoa. Like that? Like, we can't even work on that?
Imagine her on that, though. Like,
yeah, that would have for sure.
You know what? And maybe, like, the people in the comments and all that, y'all can give us some input. To me, I like Shooters as it is. Shooters is a fucking banger. I didn't need to know that Nicki Minaj wasn't on this shit. Now that
you want to hear the verse with her on it, no?
I kind of do because I want to see.
Can bar it up.
was it Saltfish? This, and that's why like she wasn't on the shit. But like,
or did she out bar?
Ooh, hot take. Break it down, man.
What? No, did she out there? Who knows? Should she go off? Did she go monster on him? I don't know.
You said Nikki took his head off.
Who knows?
You got Fred.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Anything's possible nowadays. Who knows? You know.
Okay. Well,
who knows? Because nobody knows why she's off. Just took her off, right?
We didn't even need to know that technically.
Yeah, we didn't need to know, but we found out. Why we find out?
Well, he brought it up for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
I'm not going to go through another Tory Lanez conspiracy theory.
Nah.
Because we're on a good side. He put a balloon under my comment. Oh. And hella other niggas' comments. But,
yeah.
You know, I got a balloon too, so I feel happy. I'll stay on the good side today. But.
For sure, for sure.
There's a conspiracy of brewing.
Plenty of conspiracies.
He didn't have to bring it up, but he did. That's part of my conspiracy. We'll put it on the Pinterest board.
All right, you know, that's a new talks Pinterest board. I see you refer to that again. It's the second time.
Mm. So, last thing I want to bring up before we get to our interview, right, is and some people might get a little touchy about even me bringing this up, but who the fuck is Lil Tecca? That is the question of the week or the 2 weeks. So apparently this Lil Tecca guy is supposed to be a New York rapper who is just fucking straight trolling mans. He's on Jane every time he's on fucking Instagram. But not on Jane, because like, I'm like, how are you really moving that fucking reckless? Like, nobody's popped you yet? Yeah. But like, it's a troll thing. You know what I'm saying?
Has to be a troll.
Because I just see him like walking on the street. And you see like the sun and shit or clouds. I don't see no buildings. I don't see no man them.
Yeah, well, he's getting what he's done. And shout out to Keep Six Live, right? I've seen them. They promote a lot of different people's stuff that goes up on Snap or on Instagram, right? That's what they do. But like, they've been following the whole thing, and then the man dropped the track. That sounds exactly like the LB and the LB track.
That's
LB
where I think it all started from, right?
Yes. Right? But apparently the track is dropped now, and then like, I'm listening to it, and I'm like, yo, this sounds exactly like this track. So what do we do? Okay, here's my thing is. What the fuck is the end goal?
Views.
Attention.
Now, can you monetize that?
He must have a plan in his head, or maybe he's just wilding out.
Or do we have a boink lot of fucking gang shit over here? That's what that nigga basically trying to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. You know what I mean? Just hope you don't get popped, because you're talking about Jane shit, but hey.
Yeah, he's dissing.
Proceed, sir. Proceed.
He's dissing. He's dissing. He's definitely dissing some peoples.
Mm.
But whatever.
So before we hit our break, I want to give a quick shout out to Mother Earth Dispensaries. I still have more weed on the table. What is some?
Oh, what's that?
Pink Bubba.
Oh, nice.
And some True North, courtesy of Mother Earth Deliveries. Bang.
Did someone
bang.
Say something about empty pipes?
Hey. And if you want to get at them, hit them up at meds.medidispensary.ca. They'll do a delivery to you in the notes section right before you finish your delivery. Put in WLHH, and you get, you know, free delivery right there. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to take us to our break. We're going to get to a track by B-Mac.
Oh, B-Mac. Okay.
Trip to the City. So let's take a trip to the city with B-Mac and see what's going on. Oh, fuck.
What happened Friday? Technical difficulties?
We're experiencing technical difficulties over here at the We Love Hip Hop podcast. But we'll be right back at it in 2 seconds. Here we go. Is this it? Here we go. So B-Mac, Trip to the City.
Come take a trip to the city.
Episode 59.
Everybody rocking with me.
World's Most Motherfucking Smoked Out Podcast.
Night Blood.
Nigga.
Come take a trip to the city.
Hey.
Come take a trip to the city. Everybody rocking with me.
Come We're gonna take a quick break to the city. And we'll be right back.
Come take a trip to the six.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Herx. Like Hercules.
I was going to be like Percocet.
No. Hercules. Herx. You know, like, hey, Herx, hey. You remember the cartoon Hercules?
Yeah, the cartoon.
Back in the days? Yeah. Yo, ever since I was young, my mom called me Hercules. Since I came out the womb, I've been Hercules. You know, it's like my pet name. You know what I'm saying? But
Herx Friday.
Yeah.
What's your name, my man?
AJ.
And then we have our other, well, she's not here right now. Sav.
Savannah, right.
Yeah. She's the matriarch. And Friday's butt up. She butt up Friday like it's going out of style. But it's all love.
Alright, let's get it back and bring some music to.
Yeah, she's gonna bring some more pop. When she
some
does.
Foreshadowing, as they say in the books. This is the track Block Boy Twitch. Problems.
Another one of our alumni.
You'll see that one soon. Let's go.
In the tuck.
All right.
Stack away.
So we are back. So our guests are in the building today. Okay, so let's get into it right here. This is a show that a lot of people, and we were talking about before, how a lot of the people be like, yo, you guys only promote Toronto artists, right? This is actually something that came off of a comment in my fucking Instagram. Mans were like, you guys only support Toronto artists, what the fuck? And I'm thinking to myself, shit, we've been to Montreal, or I've been to Montreal a few times.
Yeah, and we're going to make a trip out there, but we've both been doing an interview out there.
Right? It was some Ottawa men, so, you know what I mean? Shout out to them. But it's like, fuck. We're a show that takes place in Toronto.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're primarily in Toronto. Tongue-tied.
But we also make sure that, because it's called We Love Hip Hop, and not We Love Hip Hop Toronto, right? That we cover everybody in fucking Canada. You know what I'm saying? So
shit's banging.
With no further ado, we have Black Coke in the building.
Yes, okay? Yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah. What
up? There, it's a special thing because y'all live out here now, but you're a group originally from Montreal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? So before we get into anything, what is Black Coke?
Black Coke is, first of all, it's breaking limitations, crowning kings, conquering obstacles.
Kill everything.
Oh, it's an acronym.
Black
Perfect.
Coke is actually an acronym.
Nice.
You get what I'm saying? So, Black Coke is a group of people comprised of, go back a long time. Everybody knows, like, 10, 15 years deep.
Right.
Right? So, we had another name before, but then as we honed our skills and, you know, evolved into who we are now, we came up with the name Black Coke, the acronym.
Okay.
Black Coke's like acronym. Audio drugs, you know what I mean? Music, audio drugs. That's what we're packaging. That's what we're selling. Musical dope.
All right.
Yeah. And who are the members? Because I feel like I see more people in the video than
I've been. Yeah, more than two of us. Me, myself, is Star Time.
Prince Akeem.
We also got Fly Doe. He's another member. He's not here right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, and there's, you know, like I said, all of us is brothers at the end of the day. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We support one support all.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how did the group come together? How did y'all found the group? Who founded it?
I wouldn't say any one person founded it. It was just like, you know, at some point in a time, like, he's asked you to do, we call it talent shows.
Right.
So, in the midst of them doing talent shows, they used to always rap and whatnot. But after, like, you know, school and shit, things got serious, and the ones who continued to do it got serious with it. That's how we just came together as like, yo, might as well. We just all do it together.
Yeah.
Because we were all from the same area as well, right?
Yeah.
From the Shack, yeah.
So the Shack is?
The Shack. Shattagy in Montreal.
Okay. Because I'm from Toronto, born here, so.
Yeah.
I know Friday knows all these spots off the back of his hand because he's from there.
Shat is like the other side of the South Shore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I know Shattagy.
Yeah.
But
See,
you said that perfectly, right?
Like, yo, trust me,
I've been there.
Yo, I heard this guy speaking French. I heard him speaking French the other day for the first time, like full, like go, like boom, into it, like. I said, whoa! I just sit back. I'm like, okay, all right, Friday.
You can fit right back in Montreal, right?
Yo, he's not missing a beat. Where you know?
The people on YouTube ain't supposed to know that. That's okay. My secret weapon.
I'm sorry. I exposed you, man. I'm sorry, but I had to because, like, yo, that was just mind blowing for me. But yeah, sorry. Go on.
So that's how it really came together, right? So we all know each other from like school days and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I was gonna say is like, I know Shady Gee, mm-hmm. but I don't know the Shack.
Right? Shack,
as in like Chat.
The Shack.
Yeah. Shack.
Okay. I just want to put it out there though. I'm not originally from the Shack.
No, but I don't know the.
I'm from the Ville.
I don't know the lingo. The Ville.
I'm from the Ville.
The South.
Okay. Texas. Okay. Some may know.
Let's get into a breakdown.
That's a very controversial.
Texas is also known as
Texas, right?
Because
bang, shoot them up. You know what I'm saying?
People in Montreal.
Okay.
Cats from Saint Laurent. Mm-hmm. They're gonna say that's the Ville. So you know what I mean?
The Ville was the Ville before niggas was even sections like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Saint Low cats are definitely gonna like.
If anything, that was Saint Low back in the day.
Saint Low, they call that the Ville.
You see, I'm new. I'm like, I'm. This is all good. This is all for me. Exactly. Friday is just like.
No. This is new to me too.
But you're still peeking because you know the areas. You know the ends. You know, like,
but
you
I'm
have
so
memories.
Intrigued about the names that they're now developing because like this is all new generation since I've moved. I moved 20 fucking years ago.
Yes.
So Saint Laurent. Okay, for people who in like. Other lands and stuff, because a lot of people who watch us are from Toronto. Okay. If when you're downtown and you're in the west end of downtown, no, the east end of downtown.
What, what's NFG?
NDG.
NDG. Yeah.
NDG. Okay.
Yeah.
DG is
DG,
usually.
They call it.
Right? Okay. I heard that one
DG's
before.
Explain DG to the people.
DG's like adjacent to uptown. You know what I mean? So you got like, you can go through DG to get to uptown.
Okay, it's like a okay.
You know what I mean, but DG's like a small area where it's like mainly, I guess, cultural people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of English people as well. So yeah, like uptown DG.
Montreal's a very nice place.
A lot of fucking crack too, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DG. Place I sold my first fucking stone.
All right. Well, too much info.
Where y'all grow up in Montreal?
Like I said, I'm from the Ville. I grew up in the Ville.
Okay.
Right off Texas. And then later on, I moved to over the bridge.
Okay. And how about you?
I was born in the Ville, but I grew up in the Shack.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Like real early, moved to the Shack.
All right. And like for like the people who don't know, but who are in all the Toronto high schools and stuff out here, what's a high school like over there in Montreal?
What's it like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, first and foremost, the school system is different because y'all got like grade 12 out here, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we got
C's. We got grade 12 OACs.
Right? So elementary for us is like kindergarten to grade 6.
Okay.
Graduate, you go to high school. That's grade 7 to 11.
Yes.
Okay.
Graduate from there, then you go to CJEP, which is college for us, and you do a 2-year or 3-year program,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you have university afterwards. So out here, you're like, y'all jump into it real early.
Yeah.
I wasn't in university till I was like maybe 19, 20.
Yeah, but you also finished high school earlier because you finished in grade 11.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I said, they have 12 in OAC, optional like grade 13. It used to be called.
I wish we had that.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And okay, on some music shit, like on the high school times, before you guys started rapping, what were you listening to? At the We Love Hip Hop question, what were you listening to in your headphones?
I was listening to in high school.
Yeah,
I was listening to that Supreme Clientele, Ghostface. Hey.
Okay.
Only Built for Cuban Links, Raekwon, Jay Z. Big, obviously. Nas, obviously. I know people may go crazy. Oddly enough, I wasn't a huge Pac fan. Uh-huh. Just because he was going that big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, right. I heard all the classic songs, obviously. But, Method Man, obviously.
That's a cow.
You know, I used to, but that was before high school, though.
Okay.
Boot Camp Click, you know what I mean?
Okay, okay. Well, what about you?
As far as hip hop goes,
yes, sir.
I mean, early, anything.
Whatever.
I was okay. Things I was listening to in high school. I started off. I was listening like Criss Cross and Bow Wow. That was like my era. Mm-hmm. And then when I really started digging deeper into hip hop, I was a huge fan of like Desert Storm with the A-Team. I loved Hitchcock and Ransom.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Fab, Wayne. Then I got into like Hov, and all the stuff he mentioned. I got into it a bit later, but yeah, that's what I was listening to as well as like dancehall and coming from a Caribbean home. I listen to all kinds of stuff. So yeah, soca's in my blood. I'm Bajan and Vinci.
Hey.
shit, my pops got me on stuff like Parliament Funk, and I love 90s R&B and soul music. And yeah, I mean,
covering
like
pretty, a lot of good music, man.
I listen to a lot of good music, even
man.
Like jazz and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
Because of my parents, so
it reflects. I can hear it
in your music.
Yeah, y'all come with bars, and you still know how to pick really good beats. You know what I'm saying?
Track win. Team is winning. And you got Charlie Sheen in the background winning. Yeah, yeah. That one.
Super
that.
Clean. Yeah.
Yeah, super clean. Yeah. My team is winning. Winning. Yo, trust me. Yo, I was bumping
that.
Fire. And what inspired y'all to make music?
Honestly, for me, these guys, man. Because, like, he's really originally a friend of my older brother. Like, I'm the younger one of the group. Okay. And watching them perform at the talent shows and shit, it inspired me, and I always wanted to be a part of the group, a part of the clique, you know what I mean, being the younger one. But I wasn't accepted off rip just because I'm family.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like, you got to prove yourself. And so I started doing my own thing at first, in the first like 2 years that I started doing music. And I used to go by the name AK the Kid, because my real name's Akeem.
Okay.
And then later, when I proved myself and that I could spit and that I was nice, they allowed me in the group. And then later on, I became Prince Akeem.
Nice.
So it's really these guys that inspired me. I always looked up to them and always wanted to be a part of the vibe and the collective. And eventually it happened. And then, you know what I mean? Now we have Black Coke, as you know it.
Okay. And even like, if y'all, as y'all starting before then, what inspired you to make music?
Well, me as a kid, I used to watch like music videos heavy, and I was just always like seeing myself, like that's something I wanted to do. You know, I remember watching like ABC, wishing I was in one of them little niggas. You know
another bad creation,
Aisha.
Like, I used to wish I was one of them, or like, you know, seeing Criss Cross and everything. Everybody went to Facebook rocking.
Jump, jump. Yep.
You know, when I hear Criss Cross to this day, I just
the Mac Daddy make you jump, jump.
Look at that. Shit was on fire.
Fire.
You know what I mean? So, just always seen that I was into it. And then, like, I guess I used to listen to music heavy, like Raekwon, these guys. So, like, that type of Wu Tang definitely was one of my favorite.
Yeah, Wu Tang is a big.
Start rapping.
Big effect on a lot of people.
Trust me.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, how y'all come up with music? Do y'all memorize, or like, you write when you're in the studio, or do you just go?
It's a vibe, man. To be honest with you.
That's the thing about Black Coke. Black Coke is really like a formula. Like he said, it's like audio drugs, audio dope. We don't really like plan the shit, so to speak. It's more we find the beat that we like, that we vibe off of, and then we just bounce back and forth, and it comes like that. It just comes naturally.
Naturally, vibing.
And we know what works for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know how the breakdown plays out.
You know how to bounce off of each other and vibe, because you guys said, you've been doing it for a long time with each other.
Yeah.
So you guys know what pops and who can just like, yo, I can do this, and you'll be like, yeah, he can finish it off this way for me.
Yeah. Facts.
So
when I hear beats, like, before I even hear myself, sometimes I'm like, yeah, this guy, we like starts on with rip this hook, or Fly Doe would kill this hook, or this your type of beat.
Yeah.
And there's times where, like, in the early stages, a lot of the beats he would pick, he felt like it's not our vibe. And we're like, why you feel like that? Because, you know what I mean? He inspires me to want to rap and to want to write and perform and shit. So just off his vibe, I'm going to jump on a record.
Mm.
And that's how it comes about more times.
Okay.
Yeah. That, yo, Okay, you guys as a group, because a lot of artists are solo artists and stuff, right? But you guys as a group, do you guys ever have to send a man back? Like, how do you guys say, yo, that's not making it, man?
To be honest, that's a very touchy subject, you know what I mean? Like, nah, I'm not even going to lie to you.
For us?
Not for us specifically, within each other. Because you're going to, personally, I don't even have to tell you that I'm not feeling it for you to know if I'm not feeling it. Mm. You're going to know if I'm feeling it.
Yeah,
you see it in the facial expressions.
If you don't hear me say anything, if I don't finish a bar or nothing, I'm not really feeling it.
But it goes both ways, because he might not say nothing, and I know he's feeling it.
Exactly.
But at the same time, sometimes it's like, man, you already know. Like,
They say body language is more than a verbal cue.
Yeah,
right.
But to tell another person that though.
That's people are very sensitive.
Not everybody's gonna be able to handle
that. People are very sensitive. Like, we've recorded with different artists and collaborated with different people, and when they come to record with us, they see like our process, and it's very different from theirs. Mm. Like, we're very particular. Right. Like, our backs gotta be lined up perfectly, and the ad libs, like, they can't be too loud and more. I want that to bounce off or to rub off on people I work with.
Yeah.
Where if maybe they're not as polished, I want to be able to tell them, like, yo, you need to line it up, do that again. Mm. But, you know, hip hop, rap, egos are a big thing. So sometimes you just got to allow it.
That's how I do my shit, son.
Yeah. Well, I think. But that's not going to stop me from doing it the way I do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, if those conversations can get.
They can get real touchy.
Yeah.
So it's personal to the person at the end of the day, right?
Yeah. You just put that 16 down that it took you a few hours to write.
You know what I mean? For you to come back and be like, nah, that's not the one.
Yeah. But in the end of the day, it's all for the good of making a good song and making good
final
music.
Final product, exactly.
Right?
So end product is the...
The feelings don't need to be caught, because it's like, we're not saying we don't want you in the fucking song or the group. We just want you to fucking come with something so that we can get the best out of fucking what we need to get.
Exactly.
So that our people that are listening to this shit are getting the best that they want from the people that they like.
As easy as that sounded right there, try to tell the person who wrote that shit.
Within our circle, I mean, we get taken off records.
Yeah.
Sometimes I might not come as strong as I usually do, or maybe what I'm trying is a little experimental, and it's like, you ain't hit it like on the head, so it's a dub for that. And within our circle, like, we can't really spare feelings, because we're trying to come with the best product. We want it to be strong, and you know what I mean? You're a representation of me, because we're a group. So
facto.
If it don't sound right, it's like, nah, go back, try it again. And if not, then you know what? Better luck next time.
Yeah. So what was the driving factor that made y'all leave Montreal?
Ginger.
Felt like, yo, hit the roof of Montreal.
Ceiling, eh?
Like the ceiling, you know what I mean? Like, not to sound, make that sound any kind of way, like I'm doing something bigger than anybody else.
Mm.
But just felt like exercised all our options in Montreal. And you know what I mean? It was time to
expand.
Exactly.
I'm trying to, like you said, expand. I would like to network some more, and beyond the local barriers. Like, I'm not trying to compete locally. I'm not trying to be a local artist. I don't want to even be labeled a local artist.
Right.
So it's like, let me step outside the box, outside of our comfort zone, and build from there. Yeah.
You're an artist. Local, nothing to me. Just an artist.
Right? I'm an artist. Not even a rapper. I don't even like being called a rapper. I'm not a rapper. I'm an artist.
Yeah. Makes sense.
What do y'all see as the biggest difference between the Montreal scene and like the scene over here?
Language, for one.
Mm.
It's hard to build a fan base when the majority of people are francophone. So that makes it very difficult. Like, when you're pushing your music and I'm rapping in English, and a lot of the people that are listening to your music or the fans that you're trying to gain are French. So
yeah,
I was gonna say the language barrier.
Like, we don't even have like an official radio station, like hip hop station. You might have some crazy college radio, where you get like a 2-hour segment.
Yeah.
But where you could just listen to hip hop.
Urban radio.
Kandawaki Station.
Montreal. Don Smooth. Shout out Don Smooth.
Yeah, they killed that. So we don't really have those outlets.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it.
So you have to leave, basically.
Really? Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, you don't have to, but I mean, like I said, if you ask me, there's only so far you're gonna go. Look at it like,
oh man,
how you gotta even look at it like Toronto has eyes on it right now. At the end of the day, like,
yeah, we've been
right with what Drake's doing, and you understand enough of the art. Tory Lanez, B&B,
Nav,
you know what I mean, Nav, Pressa. Press yeah, like,
that's a lot of cats. They're doing numbers.
Y'all got a lot of cats doing it out here.
They're doing numbers.
It's something to be proud of. You know what I mean?
They're doing numbers. Definitely doing numbers.
I see sometimes I look at some of these videos and I'm like, there's so many of you guys doing so well at the same time.
It's a nice time, like, right now. Amazed.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
You
have to look at it like in Toronto. You have to say that you have a valiant shot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you do have a real, not to say you don't have a shot anywhere else or in Montreal, but like, again, like I said, there's a scene out here, definitely a bigger scene in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, people take it seriously, if you want to say. You know what I mean? Shows and opportunities out here, period.
Mm. And like, okay, and this is another like off question. Do you think that Montreal rappers have a distinct style? Like, I know Toronto rappers, you can hear them right away.
You can tell the difference.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right away. It's like kind of a cross between UK and then like everything else is going on. And but that Toronto slang.
Visually. Definitely the lingo, but even visually you can tell if you're from Toronto.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, like do Montreal artists have
Montreal
a style?
Having a sound? I don't think so.
I don't think they have a sound, but I believe also the same way, like once you hear it, you can... Not with everybody, but I would say a majority, you can identify that they're from Montreal. Or maybe I just feel that way because I'm from.
Because we know it. I don't think so. I think when we are able to identify that someone's from Montreal, it's usually in a negative context. Like, you sound local. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that sounds so Montreal. That sounds so, you know what I mean? It's not a good thing. The elite, you know what I mean? The elite artists in Montreal, you can't tell they're from Montreal. Usually they get... Like, oh, I would have never guessed that's where you're from, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Montreal, are they rapping in English or are they rapping in French?
You have both sides. And that's something, that's a gap that we're trying to bridge, like the French side and the English side, because there's a lot of dope French artists in Montreal.
For sure.
And there's a lot of dope hidden gems on the English side as well. But it's like to get them to rock with each other, it's not the easiest thing.
Language
and that's barrier. Something that like 514 Smoke is trying to do because he knows both sides.
Oh, definitely. Okay, before we get into some more questions, I want to give a quick shout to our sponsors. Give a quick fix on that mic over there and make sure that it's sitting up here. Okay, so big up to our sponsors over here. If you want to get your deliveries on, first of all, hit up meds.medi dispensaries. So Mother Earth Dispensaries, get your delivery straight to your door. You know, delivery's over $80, make sure, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to get a discount, you know what I mean? If you want to get your deliveries free, go into the notes section, put in WHLL or WLHH.
We love hip-hop.
Shout out to the dyslexia kids out there.
Friday's high. His dyslexia kicks in when he's high.
Another people I want to shout out.
Yeah, the King Palms.
King Palms.
It burnt real nice.
Yeah, they're doing
it. It burned real nice. We have another one burning right now.
Yeah, I just lit one of those up. I pushed like a gram in there.
This is the vegan wrap.
Yeah, I pushed like a gram in there, and that shit is fucking thumping right now.
Yeah, we have it. This is the second one we've... this is the one Friday just recently filled. The first one got crushed.
Mm.
We smoked that one. It was good. It was nice and smooth. Nice taste, everything.
Yeah. So
my only gripe is because I like to smoke more, so I wish they would just hold more weed. That's it. I know. I'm just...
So, shout out to...
That's it.
King Palms.
They're good. Don't get me wrong. I like it.
Hit them up on Instagram, at King Palms Canada. All right? So, let's get back into it over here. Let's see here. Okay. How long y'all been here now?
It's been like a year. A year and some. Year and change.
Okay.
I'm still fresh, you know?
It's still fresh on the scene. Mm-hmm. And like, there was something I was noticing also with some of the music before, right? Tell me about the New York connection.
As far as that video?
Yeah.
I'll tell you about that.
The cat that shot it, his name is Kashif. FWL Entertainment. And one of the cats that's part of our entourage, who's from St. Vincent, he knows him from back home.
Okay.
And then our boy moved to Montreal, and the next guy moved to New York. And then basically he's just doing his videography, and he's dope. And you know, like, he just plugged us with him, like, yo, y'all need to work together. And we like, all right, cool. So let's do it. And we took a trip out there and we shot the video.
Yeah.
And like, to this day, we still really tight. Like, he just put out a clip with our latest single, Oh My, produced by JP Sounds, who's a cat from Brampton, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
So he took that and he put it over one of the events he did, because he does a lot of event videos and like club videos and whatnot, and he put our record over it, so that connection is still there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we waiting to, we gonna shoot more with him for sure in the near future.
Okay, okay. Tell us about hashtag LTNB.
Yeah, I was seeing that.
It's loyalty. Loyalty's the new blood.
Should have figured that was the name of the song.
Exactly. LTNB. That was a series. We had a series of mixtapes. LTNB, there's volume 1, 1.5, and 2.
Like a video blog also or something, a vlog for it?
Yeah, we was doing vlogs to it at a point, Loyalty is the New Blood is just to say, like, family, like, you could be related to somebody by blood, but that doesn't make them family.
Yep.
Loyalty determines who your family is, so you could kind of pick who your family is, and that's what Black Coke is, the foundation is built on. It's on loyalty. Like, we really rock with each other. Like, it's my brother, like my mother's kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So LTNB, loyalty is the new blood. It's deeper. You know what I mean? It's deeper than just rap. It's for real.
It's family.
None of this is like fabricated or made up just for the look. Like, these are really my boys, my brothers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys have a history.
Yeah. Like I said, everybody goes back like years. You know what I mean? It's not like a just met last year, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's even deeper than just like us meeting and knowing each other for 10, 15, 20 years. Like, our parents, like, when you move from the Caribbean and you move to Montreal, like, if you're from St. Vincent, you from
everybody's
Jamaica, whatever.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody knows everybody.
Urban,
so all
the urban English community out there, like, is small. Everybody know everybody.
Our parents all know each other before we were born.
Yeah.
So
my mom always used to say to me, it's not who you know. It's who I know.
Exactly.
So mind yourself on the street, you know.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yo, my mom is, my mom used to kill me with that line. Yo, it's not who you know. It's who I know. So mind yourself on the street, because you don't know who you're going to come across that knows me. You understand what I'm saying? And that stuck with me. My mom told me that when I was like six or something like that. Like, that stuck with me my whole life. I'm almost, you know, I'm in my 30s, you know what I mean? So, like, that was just one of those lines of, like, you know what? She's right. And one day it came to pass, and you know what? I was like, holy, yeah, she's really right. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yeah. So, last couple of questions I want to ask before I want, because I want to know about new shit that's coming soon, all right? But before that, I want to know pros and cons. The pros and cons of the Toronto artist, or the pros and cons of the Montreal artist type of thing.
Pros and cons?
Yeah.
In what sense?
Like, okay. What are the pluses that you feel like being a Montreal artist, right? But then some of the pluses that you see as what Toronto artists are having.
Plus in being a Montreal artist, I guess because there's a scene in Montreal, but it hasn't, like, the light hasn't been shed on Montreal yet. Like, the way it has been in Toronto. So the dope thing about being a Montreal artist is, like, people just don't know. They're like, wow, I didn't even know. Like, you go to the States, they're like, oh, y'all live out there in igloos and shit. Like, they just really don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's one thing that's dope about being a Montreal artist. I guess it's like the surprise factor. Like, oh, for real? I didn't know Montreal had it like that. Because we really got it like that. You know what I'm saying? But in Toronto, right now, the light is shed on Toronto, which is super dope because now it's like people are looking for talent that's coming out of Toronto.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big pro for Toronto artists.
Yeah, there's a big spotlight on Toronto right now, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, and when can we get some new music from y'all, like a full album or mixtape?
As soon as it's ready. We
just put some out though, was that Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Put out a tape.
LTNB Volume 2.
Okay.
And it's just little appetizers, you know what I mean? Just something to keep it
for like
flowing.
EP or a mixtape?
That was
a mixtape. Okay. The last EP we dropped was Hell of a Drug. Okay. And if you haven't heard that, definitely go check that out.
Take it in, Hell of a Drug.
It's on all the streaming music platforms.
Yeah, so Black Coke.
Black Coke, that's spelled BLCK. Coke.
COKE.
You know what I mean?
Okay. One word. All right, so let's get into we have something we call Smoke and Mirrors. Okay. And it's
basically just what kind of gossip and trash is going on in the hip hop scene. And
let's do it.
We're good.
Oh.
Okay, so let's get into the Smoke and Mirror session. Before we do that, I want to say it's brought to you by the can of Chocolatiers. Right, we got the big ass. Where's that?
Well, we ate one of the boxes. We finished one of the boxes. Yeah, that one's
banged out one of these fucking boxes. I had a fucking big ass chocolate.
Oh, there it is. Hiding under the marijuana.
Jesus Christ! When the table gets crazy, so. Big ass chocolate right here by the can of Chocolatiers. Get your can of chocolates on. So that's the can of Chocolatiers on Instagram, as well as the can of Chocolatiers at gmail.com. So
you say you eat one whole of those, you're fucked.
Well,
that's 250 milligrams
that's
right there.
250 milligrams.
Yeah, that'll fuck.
So if you look
fucking
at the back of that, just look at the back of that catalog. That's what you'd be interested in. That's the high dosage stuff.
250 milligrams.
Nope. Not so, for me.
First thing on the list.
Yeah, because you're into the hookah.
Right.
For the people that's hearing the bubbling in the background, if they're wondering, what's this bubbling sound?
Yeah.
Our man Prince here, he's smoking on the hookah.
Fucking. Right?
There you go. There's the bubbles.
We're going to take a break? Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into our Smoke and Mirror session.
All right.
World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Okay, Friday.
Good today.
You see that part there? Shout out to Wendy Williams.
Petty spaghetti over here.
Petty spaghetti. Okay, so our smoke and mirrors.
Nothing during the interview.
What did they offer
there? I'm gonna take mine for after.
Yeah, go ahead, take it for later.
Don't have me falling asleep on the couch.
And yeah, big shout out to Space Drops, courtesy of Spaced Out Extracts, right? That's what we chomping on right here. Spacedout.ca.
Yep. They got an Instagram handle? No?
I think they're on Instagram under, I don't know, I'll find it.
We'll post it up on the screen.
But in Smoke and Mirrors, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
So Rick Ross, he was reported by TMZ that he was on life support.
Yeah, like he had a heart attack or something.
Yeah, he was rushed to hospital. Family members are like, they said like somebody ran out of like a maid back and left the doors open and shit. Like,
yeah,
it was like that severe.
Wow. Yeah.
And then reports came.
Like family members, like Rick Ross's family said.
Yeah, like they said like. Camera people like yeah. people caught people running out the car and like just yeah. leaving the doors open and shit. Just
yeah, like
mud
emergency.
Yeah. Boom. Apparently, he wasn't on life support. Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. I hear Fatrell. Right, Fatrell said that he was in the hospital. Wasn't on no like in Fatrell, real connected with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Last time I checked, he was an artist on that label.
Yeah. So and the thing is, they were going around asking people, "Yo, Drake and French, and yo, how do you feel, yo?" People were like, pray for Ross. And the thing is, he was still fucked up. So
pray for Rick Ross.
He wasn't on life support. He was on some kind of blood oxygenation. I'm not going to lie the word today. But you know what I'm saying. Put some oxygen in the motherfucker's blood. Right? Yeah. And 50
comes out of North starts trolling.
A.K.A. King Petty Spaghetti.
Oh, man. Okay? You know what he put?
What was that? No, hold on a second. What 50 Cent say? If he dies, he dies?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yo, that was I was just about to say that. The big Russian from from Rocky. That's cool. If he dies, he dies.
You know, the way I look at that, you know what I'm saying? That's 50's business. You know what I'm saying? He want to go say that stuff. That's his own, you know?
For
that's
sure.
His
prerogative, that's 50.
You know what I'm saying?
You know?
But you know, at the same time, he probably called him and wished him his best, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what happens behind closed doors.
They're probably, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. 50, Rick was probably expecting it. Like, yeah, watch what 50 says. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yo, that nigga is on. Yo, 50 will never let some shit die. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even though he let the shit with Fat Joe die.
Yeah, he did that.
You know what I'm saying? He let certain things die.
Yeah, because he wants to stay in New York.
Bro. Yeah.
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 Ah.
Yeah.
Hot take. 50 wants to keep the fly zone in New York and the only city he comes from, so he needs to stop fucking around with niggas in his own city. You know what I'm saying? But.
It don't make sense to be for people in your own city. It don't make sense to be for
that
people.
That was his come up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Rossi back home now, though.
That's good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hopefully he gets healthy, stays healthy.
Yeah.
He posted a picture of the Rollie on the gram.
Rosé.
Right. The picture of the Rollie means everything is okay. You know what I'm saying?
Moss is back in the office. Time's on. You know.
You know what they said?
We need to deal. That's some news that we need to deal.
Yeah.
That's it.
They said that he caught this heart attack or whatever, and I don't know if this is these mans are just busting jokes on Joe Button and them podcast, but he was having a threesome, and that's what the fuck happened.
Oh boy.
Well, if you want, to go out one way, that's one way to go.
That's definitely one way to go. That's not there's nothing wrong to go like that for sure. But
yeah, Rossi couldn't take all.
They were
that
working
chest,
him,
bro.
They were working him.
Too many lemon pepper wings and two girls and
give me
a
them
wrap.
Flats.
Don't you own the wing shop?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Give me the flats.
You say he owns several wing shops.
Give me the flats. Ten flats, lemon pepper, wet. That's what he wants.
That lemon pepper almost killed him, though.
Yeah.
Let's get to local shit.
Yeah.
Toronto rapper gets fucked up in Mexico.
Who's this? Who are we talking about?
What's the rapper's name that got fucked up?
We don't know.
It wasn't like a super. Like,
we don't know.
I seen the thing on the gram and I was like, no, it was on CP24.
The guy who got busted with the rock, he's a rapper.
Yes.
Oh,
he's
man.
Rapper.
Yo, the man.
Everyone's a rapper.
Everyone's a rapper.
Granddaddy.
Family. He was on a family vacay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he must have left the resort.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He left
the
resort.
Oh, man. Look, pray for the brother.
He left the resort.
Okay.
And he jumped in a suspect cab. And yo, like he left the resort. Must have went to party after the resort or some shit. And then on his way home, he must have just hailed a random suspect cab. They looked at him like, yo, this is an op. You know, it's a suspect. You know, they could eat his food. And you know what I'm saying?
It's not even an op, bro. It's
a vacation.
None of us know who the random Toronto rapper is.
He's a tourist. He's just there as a tourist.
CP24 said Toronto rapper beat up.
I don't know where the rapper came. I don't know where the rapper part came from.
Didn't I see rapper in there somewhere?
I don't know. Maybe he's just making that up. Maybe he's
random black guy. So why are they even giving him coverage, Doug?
Yo, because he got
men's get hit with rocks in Mexico every day.
Because they choked him up, black, bust his head. You should have seen the picture. Blood down the side of his face.
Niggas getting hit with rocks in Toronto every day.
Exactly.
And worried about what's going on with these rappers getting fucked up in the streets in Toronto.
Oh,
what? You know how many people they fucking snatch up in Toronto, in fucking Mexico on a weekly basis, dog?
The man was just offended because he's like, yo, I felt the man grab my neck. And then the man said, a rock the size of a volleyball. And then the man just went to work.
Boom.
That knocked me out.
Yeah. No, but that's scary shit, though.
Yeah, that's like, yo, they're trying to use it to warn tourists that are going to Mexico. Like, yo, mind yourself when you leave the resort. That's the main story message behind the story is, yo, mind yourself when you're off resort.
We'll eat your
food. If you don't know the cabbie, if the cabbie looks shady, don't get in the cab.
Maybe after the show.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're saying, yo, if you're at a resort, get something from the resort. Make the resort set you up. You understand what I'm saying?
I've been to Mexico before.
Yeah,
have y'all ever been to Mexico before?
Mexican.
Hey, anyone been to Mexico?
I've been to Mexico.
Okay. When you're in Mexico and you're driving on the roads,
yeah,
tell me that all you see on the fucking side is just jungle.
Yeah.
What do they tell you at the resorts? When you're leaving the resorts, what do they tell you?
Oh, you got to be careful. Like,
thank you.
Know,
just straight.
Don't trust anybody, obviously, but.
So that's what I'm trying to say. The man.
You gotta take a risk, right?
Yeah, the man took a risk. But exactly, he took a risk, and you know what I'm saying, he got the ball. He got
the
volleyball rock.
Or not. And I did it.
That's it.
And we went in the middle of nowhere. Like, we could have died, but it was okay.
Hurt.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's timing, man.
I said you're lucky. Yo, who you say that they caught him lacking? Okay, so let's move on to something else. Baka not nice. Floor side of the Raptors game. I get phone call from man like PK Hurt.
Why you gotta?
Sorry, I didn't blow you up, fam.
You're funny. It's good. Yeah.
No, but I seen I'm on the gram, dog. I seen it.
The guy sitting beside him looked so uncomfortable. That's all I was saying.
He got He's in Drake's seats, right?
Yeah. What did Drake people do?
Yeah. You expect to see in the seats, right?
Whoever was sitting next to him,
yeah.
I guess he was expecting Drake to be there that day, and he seen a big dark skinned motherfucker with 20 chains.
And y'all look. Y'all look. Baka do anything, man. Let Baka
do
him.
Baka doing that nice stuff.
Baka doing that nice stuff.
Yo, the man was, he wasn't like giving his back, but he was like. Yeah, he was. He gets very uncomfortable.
Baka doing what he got to do, man. He's
exactly.
Quest side season.
He's Toronto. You know, he's repping the city,
right?
So, OVO privilege, dog.
You know?
Yo, the man, I'm seeing them on the gram standing up, fucking making motherfuckers like, holy shit. He's yelling.
Yeah, man. Shout out them boys at OVO.
Yeah. Shout out Baka Not Nice, yo. You know what I'm saying? I want to see Baka, Drake, and then Drake bring the most next gulliest motherfucker that he can bring. And just all niggas just sit there smelling stank of weed. <right? laughs> You know what I'm saying? That'll make my next
real niggerish.
Last couple of things I want to bring up. Martin Shkreli.
What about
I heard of this fella. Forfeit,
yes.
And the Lil Wayne one, right?
$2 million.
Yes.
And the Lil Wayne
he bought it for $2 million.
Both. I heard it was the Carter 5-2. Mm. Yes. So you don't know. You tell it. Let me tell it. So, okay, I'll break down the story, and let me know what y'all think about what's going on with this.
His first rise to fame though was jacking up AIDS medicine. He jacked that shit up like 100% or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a stupid move. He bought it, and then he jacked the price ridiculously.
Yeah. And then
terrible.
He bought the Wu-Tang album in an auction for $2 million.
Yeah, and it's not supposed to let no one hear it or anything like that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be locked down. And then he bought the Carter 5. Now the man's dealing with a bunch of fucking court cases and all that type of shit. He's got to deal with lawyer fees. He's got to up a whole bunch of money.
Yep, they're going for his bags.
They took both of those albums, right? Wow. What do y'all think? Do you think that this album could also be fucking copied at the same time?
Of course.
He'd be dumb not to have copied it.
Of course.
It. You know what I'm saying? He'd be stupid not to have copied it.
Everyone has USB keys.
You think? Yeah.
Straight. You got it.
Yeah. No?
Of course.
On the road.
Men are coming for that.
Yo. Copy that cryptocurrency. Sell it, bro.
So how the fuck do they know if he's really giving them an album that he can't just release fucking 2 days later online?
They don't know.
That's it.
They don't.
Let me ask y'all a question though. Lil Wayne, because the Carter 5 is one of those albums. Are you guys checking for the Carter 5?
No.
Anybody?
I would. I'd check for the Carter 5. Yeah.
Yeah. 10 years ago, man. Saying, you hear that?
I listen to it. I listen to it. Lil Wayne's an amazing talent. Lil Wayne's an amazing talent. You know what I'm saying?
Can still spit. Like, if he really, like, you know, I feel like he could still, like, drop some crazy bars. You know?
For sure.
So, is the Carter 5? Do you guys think drinking. When we finally hear it, it's going to be good? That's what my question is.
I feel like he's in a competitive realm right now. If he's going to drop an album, it's in a competitive realm, and his sound has to.
Yeah, the Carter 5 may be a dated, right?
They got Young Thug, and Young Thug is like a new Pastor version. Pastor Mike DeJordan.
No way.
That's the thing. Young Thug is basically the new version of Lil Wayne right now.
Okay.
So I feel like he's letting them sit back, and regardless, he's gonna eat. He has money coming in. His daughter was an artist, and he made her stop.
Who,
and
Wayne?
Put her in school. Lil Wayne?
Really?
Yeah. He had a daughter, and she doesn't do none of that no more. He put her in school.
Okay.
He's like, just do that.
Which one? Does his oldest one or the other two?
I can't remember her name. Reginae. That's it right there. Yeah. She was in a girl group.
Oh yeah.
With T.I.'s little girl. And yeah. She put her in down. School. She shut it down.
Well, fuck. He still got to get his money from Birdman. One.
Yep.
So I don't know. It's in the air. I'm not really waiting for
that's
Carter
5.
Yeah, Carter 5 is something I would be like, oh,
but
okay,
who is really checking for Carter 5s though? It was the Droughts. It was his mixtapes that we all wanted.
Yeah. He's the average 16-year-old.
He's the king of remixes.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne can easily add new tracks to that album, and then there you go. There's the Carter 5. You know, and
then that'd be what he did years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe put out the songs that were going to be on the Carter 5 as like a mixtape, or, you know. You can easily do that. But you never really, know.
The mixtape would probably be the best bet. Because he can't release it as an album now and call it the Carter 5. It's too late. It's way past his prime.
He's like a feature artist now. He's like good on everyone. Like,
yeah. Feature artist.
Yeah, like, that was like what he
did. I don't know. Hey, look. Look. Lil Wayne is one of the, you know what I'm saying? And regardless, you know, it's up for debate. He's up for one of the greats. You know
he's a hard worker.
So I don't got shit to say about Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, you know.
No, he's influenced a generation.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's just the music is probably like, you know, people are waiting for it. Like, it's probably something you want to get, but.
Hmm?
You got like what, $1 million for his first verse?
No.
It's on cash money.
Fuck. Does he still even have. Yo, dog. Did he get the whole million? Because, like, now he wants 50 mil. Whole million,
you know he's suing Birdman.
Now he wants 50 mil from him. So it's like.
Birdman's, he's eating off everybody right now.
And not paying Wayne.
He took shots on Birdman and on his last tune.
Birdman is. A lot of people are saying that, you know, Birdman. There's been a couple of people that Birdman hasn't paid besides Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
facts.
And it's
facts. Like it's his model. It's the way he moves.
Okay, well, let's get off of Wayne. Last person I want to bring up here. NBA YoungBoy. Y'all fuck with NBA YoungBoy?
I fuck with NBA YoungBoy. Yeah. That boy tough. Yeah.
I never heard the tracks. 10 years is what the prosecutor wants from him.
Yeah.
He beat up his girl. He beat up a girl, right? And the girl saying that they were play fighting. Yeah, yeah. Like she should.
On camera.
Yeah, like she should.
That's
yeah.
the fucked up thing. Well, they're trying to get his parole, right?
Well, he's already.
He's already on parole.
Yeah.
A probation.
Yes.
Probation. Yeah, not parole. Sorry, probation.
Yeah, for some suit. Yeah, for some next stuff that went on down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now because of the thing on camera, they want 10 from him.
Yeah, like they want. They guess what they were gonna ask for.
But what's the difference between him and Famous Dex?
The stage too, right?
Same thing, but Famous Dex didn't get
offered no 10 years.
He didn't get charged.
It's a different situation. Yeah. It's a different It's a different state too, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Where were they at?
Well, I think they were in Florida.
From Baton Rouge, right?
Yeah. And it's on video, right?
Yeah, really
it's on video though. Yeah, that's the most damning thing. It's on video.
You know, like, no, but you know
Dex
what?
Is on video too.
Like what's on video? The play fighting?
He slammed her. It's like he body slammed her on the video.
That's play fighting. Them people were playing around.
That's
man.
What they say.
The free NBA
said.
Young
That's
boy, man.
Yeah, exactly.
The boy ain't do nothing.
Hot take.
Hey,
listen. Whenever the prosecutor decides, the judge decides, is what's going to happen. But I don't know, man. It's not looking good for him.
Yeah.
My question is, even if, let's say, rappers like him, if he gets 10, okay? Or let's say he gets 5, okay? You have Bobby Shmurda.
Stunting them, man. They're just stunting their
when
momentum.
Bobby come here. When Bobby come here. Come here.
He's been a while. He's been gone for a while.
Come
he's supposed to come home.
He got 7 or something like that.
5 for...
Yeah.
They said they'll let him free, but if you take 5...
They split it.
They'll split it.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Real one. That's your partner.
Here's what my question is. How long does it take before a rapper is not relevant enough when they come home from jail?
It's your family.
It's your fan base, yeah.
Pushing your music while you're gone.
You can.
Yeah.
Gucci came on stronger than ever. Gucci came on stronger than ever, you know what I'm saying?
True, so, Gucci as well.
And Max B,
you know what I'm saying? The wave, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
fuck,
what about True
fan.
Life?
I'm that fan too, right?
But Max True B. Life, see, like, when True Life was out, was he really bumping like that? Mm. We knew him for, like, what?
Jacking.
Smack DVDs and street shit.
Facts.
Like, Uncle Murda and...
So true.
You know, like, Mano.
Yeah.
Type of guys.
Like, I think, you know, a lot of people are going to remember, but it's like, it's not going to be like Boozy, you know, it's not going to be like, you know, Max B sort of deal.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, you know, hold your head, young boy. You know what I'm saying? NBA young boy.
Freedom up.
it's definitely something that we're going to be revisiting as the story unfolds. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. Let's do our social medias. Let's pass it around. We'll start from this way, my left. Or I'm not knowing my left and my right right now. So, okay.
Yeah, Deano. So on Instagram, it's Deano902. Mm-hmm. So you can hit me up there.
All right.
Instagram, Twitter, everything, at Jet Lees, JETLYSE.
Okay. Jordell?
Instagram and Twitter at Jor_Dell_Downs. That's JORDELDOWNZ.
All right. Twy.
Yeah, Twy902. TWY902.
All right.
Instagram, Dayscream Poppy.
_ Pretty Savage, _.
All right. And Mr. Herc.
It's me, SSC_HeyHercs_PK at Instagram. Yeah. So, you know. By now, you know who I am. And yourself?
Okay.
Mr. AKA.
I didn't have enough AKAs today. No. I feel like my AKA count was pretty low, but we'll get it back next week. Y'all know where to hit me up. Hit up my website, Friday, AKA Ricky Dredd. That's DRED. All my social media platforms, that's Friday Ricky Dredd. Same DRED. The Instagram page, shit, I don't even know where number to catch us at anymore. We're subscribe on YouTube. Let's get there first. YouTube, let's get to 5,000. We're at 4,000. We're steadily heading to 5. Let's get to 10.
Let's get the numbers up.
Yeah, and then big thing there, one. So youtube.com/WeLoveHipHop. Hit us up on Instagram as well as on Twitter. We Love Hip Hop Toronto. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. Oh. Last thing I want to mention, this Can of Cup is going down real soon. There's a location that's been locked in, or I feel like they have vendor locations and all that type of stuff going down. We're giving away tickets still for this.
Yeah, we got tickets for VIP passes.
Yeah. No. Four VIP passes, $60 worth. We're still looking for, I think, about 5 more names. Send us a picture with a fucking skliff.
Something.
Hit up my DMs. Don't fucking be aggressive. It's the world's most smoked out podcast, episode 59. We love hip hop.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, I want to lead out with a tune. I think I want to bring out a tune. Just so that we can get fucking YouTube to fucking give us a slap down, you know what I'm saying? As they always do. Yo, shout out to fucking Tory Lanez, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Should have talked about Royce at 5'9", though.
Oh,
yo, Royce killed it today or yesterday.
Royce the 5'9". Yo, that's one of my favorite rappers, dog. Like,
is Royce an alien?
Is what?
Is Royce an alien?
Probably. I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, he was going off, man. He destroyed that flow, man.
He was going off,
and he kept pointing at Fleck. You made me do this. It's your fault. And he kept going in.
Okay, that's what I'm going to lead us out with.
He was killing it, man.
14 hours, 192,000 views. Let's lead out the world.
Yo, he goes in. Yeah, my favorite part is like, Rihanna stalker, straight in her DMs.
Let's get it in.
This guy kills me. Riding with the K solo, I'm spellbound.
Used to ride with Delilah. Episode 59, World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
Smoke with us. I worked in Taco Bell, now I just fired a shell. Somewhere in the air lies the truth like a thunderstorm. I tear